Well, good morning, everybody. Certainly good to be with you. And I'll just put a plug in for tonight's lesson. I'll be talking about loneliness and depression. You might be surprised. You normally think of that. You think of individuals who are living alone. But it might surprise you how many people in this country who are married, who are surrounded by a number of people who are dealing with loneliness and depression. So I'll be spending some time talking about that. If maybe you're struggling with that or maybe know someone that might be, certainly encourage you to invite them to come out this evening. You know, the inspiration for this morning's lesson came from a visit that Sue and I took to San Antonio, Texas. And it's a story you're all familiar with, and that is the Battle of the Alamo. Very familiar story. A man by the name of Santa Ana had rounded up with Mexican troops, 3,000 or 4,000 troops, don't know exactly the number, but a large number of troops, and they had surrounded the Alamo. There was only 179 men in the Alamo. And it's something that happened in that story that really inspired this lesson and made an impression on me. There was the man that was in charge, the commander, was the name of William Barrick Buck Travis. What's interesting is he was only 26 years old. Very young by our standards today. But he was in charge of these 189 men who had to defend against these thousands of troops that had their fort surrounded. He was an attorney. Believe it or not, that was his profession. And you can just, if you know any good attorneys out there, and I've been around a few of them, they're very analytical and they're very methodical about their approach. And I can just envision him sitting in his room and wondering, what am I going to do?